Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Erev and Daf Ayin Hey. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and also by his real sitzer, Le'ili Nishmas, his father of Shmuel Yaakov Ben Rav Shimon Olav Shalom, on his ninth yard site, Nesham Shav and Aliyah. And we thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding on Daf Ayin Hamad Aleph. We got all the way to the Mishnah on Ayin Hamad Aleph. And the Mishnah is going to discuss if you have an arrangement where there are two chatzeros, Zulif Rimizu Mizu. You have an inner chatzer, and the only way the inner chatzer can get out to the Rosh Hashanah is through the outer chatzer. So we're going to talk about what if one chatzer makes an Erev, the other one doesn't. It doesn't matter which one makes the Erev and the other one doesn't. When does one aser on the other? And we're going to quote a number of different opinions in our Mishnah. The Gemara is going to discuss how many opinions are we quoting in our Mishnah. Rav Dimi is going to suggest that there are really only two opinions in our Mishnah, but we're going to challenge Rav Dimi from four different spots in our Mishnah and ultimately come to the conclusion that there are in fact three shitos reflected in our Mishnah. Then the Gemara is going to discuss if someone from the outer chatzer didn't join, is the inner chatzer still allowed to carry. So that's going to carry us over to Amud Beis, and then we're going to have a machlokas whether there is a bittul reshus from one chatzer to another, meaning that conversation is going to lead us back into that old discussion, can you do bittul reshus from one chatzer to the other? We're going to suggest that it's in fact a machlokas tanaim. The problem is we already had a machlokas amoraim about that, so why would amoraim argue about something that tanaim already argued about? And we're going to show how each Amora could fit into the Shita of each Tana. So let's begin. Ayin Hey Amar Aleph, we are at the Mishnah. Shnei Chatzer Zuluf Nemizu. If you have an arrangement where you have two Chatzeros, one further in than the other one. The one that's further in can only get out to the Rosh Hashanah by going through the outer Chatzer. So Irva Pnimis Vol Irva Chitzona, if the inner Chatzer did its own Eruv, and the outer Chatzer did not do an Eruv, Hapnimis Mutaris, the people in the inner Chatzer are allowed to carry because they have an Eruv. Vachitzona Asurah, the people in the outer chatzer are not allowed to carry out into the chatzer because they don't have an eruv. That seems very, very pashut. Hachitzon of Allah Pnimis, but here's a chiddush. If the outer chatzer did an eruv, but the inner chatzer did not make an eruv, shteyan asuros. The inner chatzer is going to be asur. They're both going to be asur to carry out into their own chatzeros, because since the inner chatzer has drisas haregel on the outer chatzer, meaning they have the right to pass through the outer chatzer because it's the only way they can leave. It's the only way they can go shopping. It's the only way they can go do anything. The inner chatzer did not make an eruv, so that asurs on the outer chatzer, meaning regel ha asura b'makoma is osereh shalo b'makoma. That since the inner chatzer is asur b'makoma, they're not allowed to carry where they are. They asur even beyond where they are. They asur wherever they have drisas haregel as well. Ir vazula atzma vazula atzma. If each one made their own eruv, but they didn't make a joint eruv between the two of them. You have an eruv in the inner chatzer, you have an eruv in the outer chatzer. So zumutaris b'fnei atzma, zumutaris b'fnei atzma. The people in the inner chatzer can carry out into their chatzer. People in the outer chatzer carry out into their chatzer. Each one's eruv is effective. If the inner chatzer would not have made the eruv, they would have asked it on the outer chatzer, like we said. But now that they made an eruv, so they are a regel hamuteres b'makoma. And the halach is that a regel hamuteres b'makoma is not going to aser shalom b'makoma. So even though they have rights of drisas haregel on the outer chatzer, and they didn't join together with the outer chatzer in the Erev, according to this shita, they will not aser on the outer chatzer, because they are a regel hamuteres b'makoma, at least where they are they're allowed to carry, and therefore they will not aser elsewhere. Rabbi Akiva osra chitzona shedrisa regel osarta. But Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva holds even a regel hamuteres b'makoma will aser shalom b'makoma. As long as they didn't join all together in an eruv, they're going to have a problem, because the bnei achitzona have to recognize that the bnei apnimis have right of passage through their chatzer, and they're not joined in the same eruv with the bnei apnimis. So mele the bnei apnimis will aser on them. So the outer chatzer's independent eruv will not make anything better for them. and they will not be allowed to carry even within their outer chatzer. And the Chacham say that drisa regal of the bnei apnimis do not asher the chitzona, and therefore each one can be metaltel in their own chatzer. Now the simple reading of the Mishnah suggests that the Chacham are simply a repeat of the Tanakama. Right, the Tanakama had said that a regal hasura b'mekoma will asher shalom b'mekoma, that if the bnei apnimis are unable to carry within their chatzer, that will ruin it for the outer chatzer. But regal muteres b'mekoma will not asur. If the bnei apnimis are allowed to carry within their chatzer, it will not create a problem for the outer chatzer. And Rabbi Akiva said that it's always going to create a problem for the outer chatzer, even a regal apnimis. So what did the Chacham add? The Chacham just repeated the Tanakama, that the drisa saregel of the bnei apnimis is not going to asur the chitzona. Presumably, he's talking about this case where ir v'zulif ne'atzma, v'zulif ne'atzma. So we're going to see in the Gemara that in fact this is a third shita. That this shita of the chachamim is a shita that says even a regel ha'asura b'makoma does not asur shalom b'makoma. That even if the bnei apnimis do not have their own eruv in the, and therefore they're not allowed to carry out even into their own chatzer, that's still not going to cause problems for the outer chatzer. So it turns out the Mishnah has three shitos. Tanakama holds a regal asura b'makoma asurs, a regal amuteres b'makoma does not asur. Rabbi Kiva holds an extreme that even a regal amuteres b'makoma does asur, and the Chacham holds the other extreme that even a regal asura b'makoma does not asur. Now the Mishnah discusses what if someone forgot to join the Eruv. Let's say, continuing, piggybacking off the last case of the Mishnah where each chatzer made their own independent Eruv, but shachach echad min hachitzon v'lo irev, if one member of the outer chatzer forgot to participate in the Eruv, then a pnimus muteres, then the inner chatzer is still okay, which makes a lot of sense, because we're assuming that the inner chatzer has their own Eruv, so nothing happened with their Eruv, they're perfectly fine, that's no chiddush, v'achitzona asura, but the outer chatzer is asur even to carry out into their own chatzer, based on the fact that someone had forgotten to join. But min apnimis v'lo eruv, if one member of the pnimis did not join in the eruv, shtein asuros, then the pnimis becomes asur because they have someone who's not participating in the eruv, and once they become asur, memela, they asur on the outer chatzer. Because we're assuming, like the shita of the Tanakama, that a regal hamuteres b'mekoma does not asur, but a regal ha'asura b'mekoma does asur. So if you have a problem with the eruv in the pnimis, it's going to project itself in the outer chatzer as well. That problem projects itself in the outer chatzer as well. So now, nasnu eruvin b'makom echad, let's say now they didn't make independent eruvin, they made one big eruv together. So we already discussed, what if only the inner chatzer made an eruv? What if only the outer chatzer made an eruv? What if they each made an eruv, but they were independent? Now we discuss, what if they all made one big eruv, with the inner one and the outer one? So, but where do they keep the eruv? So nasnu eruvin b'makom echad, if they put the eruv in a certain place, then the outer chatzer, v'shachach echad, bein min apnimis, bein min achitzona, and someone forgot to participate in the eruv, whether it be a member of the inner chatzer or the outer chatzer, v'lo irev, shtein asuros, they're both going to be asur, because if someone from the outer chatzer forgot to join in the eruv, and the eruv is placed in the outer chatzer, so you don't have an eruv, the pnimis can't say, oh, we're cutting ourselves off from them, and therefore it's not going to cause a problem for us. Now, if you cut yourselves off from them, you don't have an eruv either. The eruv is placed in the outer chatzer, so the al korchach, they're joined together. So if you have someone who forgot to participate in the eruv, it's all going to be ruined. But let's say the two chatzeros didn't have multiple people living in each chatzer. There's one person living in each chatzer, which means that each person is allowed to carry into their chatzer because there's no one else in their chatzer that asks on them. Then einet zrichel na'arev, they don't have to make an eruv between them. They're both allowed to carry into their own chatzer, but they're not allowed to carry from one to the other because they never joined together in an eruv. So the truth is the inner chatzer doesn't have to make an eruv because he's the only one in the chatzer. The outer chatzer doesn't have to make an eruv because there's no drisa regel of the drisa regel of the inner one does not aser hotza'a because the inner one is a regel amuteres b'makoma. And we're assuming again, like the Tanakama, that a regel amuteres b'makoma is not going to aser shalom b'makoma. Now when we say that hayu shel yichidim, it doesn't. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos over here says l'chora. It's obvious that it does not mean that that it's only one person that lives there. It means one family unit. However you define a family unit, so it's only one residence, and therefore there's no one else to aser on them. There is a fascinating discussion in Tshuvas of some major achronim of Rabbi Kiveger and the Rabbi Huda, where they discuss the following: the Shaul in Tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger Madura Kama Simon Lamedalid said, "Wait a second. According to what we're saying over here, that a regular asur b'makoma will aser shalom b'makoma, that anyone who has the right to go into another area, if I'm not allowed to carry in my chatzar, but I have the right to go into your chatzar, I ruin it for you by the fact that I have the right to go into your chatzar." So the Shaul Rabbi Kiveger said, "What do we do about the following situation? He had a situation where he had a city with many chatzeros, and they had an eruv for all of them that joined all of them together, and the strings came down on Shabbos, but there were those who lived in the chatzar where the Beis HaKnesses was, where they had their own eruv in the Beis HaKnesses, where that chatzar had its own independent eruv. Now everyone uses, the whole city uses that shul. They come from all the other chatzeros to that shul. So the shul, Rav Kiveger said, the eruv came down in the community, right? So you have your local eruv here in the chatzar where the Beis HaKnesses is. Everyone that's coming from everywhere else, from all the other chatzeros, are not allowed to carry. So okay, they're not going to carry anything to shul, but by virtue of the fact that they're allowed to go to shul, that they have a makom in that shul, that they're allowed to daven in that shul, isn't that a regular asur b'makoma that should asur shalom b'makoma, and therefore make it asur for everybody in the chatzar where the Beis HaKnesses is to carry as well? So Rabbi Kiveger said, no. Regular asur b'makoma asur shalom b'makoma is by shtei chatzeros zu lefnim mizu. Zu lefnim mizu is a much closer relationship than people who happen to live in proximity to each other in the same city. Zu lefnim mizu means that the only way the people in the chatzar apnimis can get out is derech hachitzona. There's no other way that they can get out to the Rishos HaRabim. Plus, they're dvukim zebazed. They're totally attached to each other. That's where the bnei apnimis are going to aser on the bnei hachitzona. But someone who lives in a different place and he has just has a rite of passage to be able to go through there, to be able to enter sometimes, that's not going to aser shalom b'makoma. And he says you have to say this way because this happens all the time. Very often you have a city that builds an eruv, and there's always the outskirts, you know, people that live in the surrounding areas, and very often they live in an area that does not have an eruv. But where are they going to daven? They walk. So most of the people who live in the city walk 5 minutes to shul, 8 minutes to shul. The people in the surrounding area, they walk 25 minutes to shul, so they walk a little bit further. But they don't have an eruv where they're walking from. So you're going to say every city eruv is possible because there are people that have that use that as their primary shul, the shul that's in the eruv is their shul. You know, that we always had like that in this community, I remember. And now, okay, even Old Woodmere and Back Lawrence and everything, but it used to not be that way. I mean, the eruv only included certain areas, and there were a few outliers in the outskirts that would walk in. That's going to answer everything. So says Rabbi Kiveger, it can't possibly be that that's the case. In fact, in Tshuvas No Debiyud, the Madura Tinyana, or Chaim Simon Lamites, he discusses exactly that issue. He says you have Jews that live outside of the Jewish neighborhood, but so it's outside of the Tzuras HaPesach, and they walk to the shul. That's not called Drisas HaRegel Asering. He says that's a Davar Pashut. He says that's always been the case, that the Kama Kihilos Kedoshos that always operated that way, and there was no problem. When do we say Regela HaMutaris Regela Asur B'Makoma is Oseres Shalom B'Makoma? That's if there's no Rishos HaRabim or Carmelis that's Mafsik B'Nehem. That's only if they could have been part of the Eruv. If they could have been part of the Eruv, and then that, meaning that's how close they are, that they could have joined in the same Eruv, says Nod Buda, and they didn't, and they're not in the same Eruv, that's where we say Regala Asura B'Makoma. But people who live in neighboring villages or something like that, they couldn't have been in the same Eruv. And then he says he found Beferush that the Ritva writes this way. The Ritva, you find it in Rishonim, that the Ritva explicitly says Regala Asura B'Makoma Osara Shalom B'Makoma only when they could have been in the same Eruv. So you might say, well, wait a second, we've expanded our, meaning the Back Lawrence used to not be in our Eruv. Now they are in our Eruv. So doesn't that show that they could have been in our Eruv? No. They could not have been because they did not yet have Tzuras HaPesachs around them. So they physically were not in the same area. Being in the same Eruv means being in the same box of matzahs. They were not yet eligible to be caught in the same box of matzahs to make an Eruv with us because they did not yet have a Tzuras HaPesach. Once we built Tzuras HaPesachs around the whole thing, so now they could be in the same Eruv. Okay. Says the Gemara now. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Omar, Omar Rabbi Yanai. Rav Dimi reported in the name of Rabbi Yanai that Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Da Omar Afilu Regel HaMutaris B'Mekoma Osar Shalob B'Mekoma. Then Rabbi Akiva takes one extreme shita, that even a Regel HaMutaris B'Mekoma, even if the inner chatzar has its own Eruv, they're still going to Asar on the outer chatzar unless they join together in an Eruv. Aval Chacham Omrim Kishem Shregel HaMutaris Eina Osares. Kach Regel HaSura Eina Osares. But the Chacham have the opposite extreme position, that it doesn't matter that the inner chatzar has drisa saregel and the outer chatzar, they will never asr on the outer chatzar. Meaning, the way Rav Dimi presents it is that there are only two opinions in the Mishnah, and they are the two extreme positions. What he leaves out, amazingly, is what we actually paskin like, right? Which is that a regala asura b'makoma asr shalom b'makoma, but a regala muteris b'makoma does not asr shalom b'makoma. What he suggests is that there are only two opinions. There's the extreme position of Rabbi Akiva, where Rabbi Akiva says that even a regala muteris b'makoma is going to create problems for the shalom b'makoma, and the opinion of the Chamim that even a regala asura b'makoma does not create problems, and nothing creates problems. So the Gemara is going to have four challenges to Rav Dimi's presentation of our Mishnah. Challenge number one: Tanan Irv Chitzon V'lo Pnimis Shtei Nasuros. We said that if the outer chatzar made an eruv and the inner one did not, they're both usher. So that made sense to us because the inner chatzar didn't make an eruv, so they're usher. The outer chatzar made an eruv, but there's a drisas haregel from the inner chatzar on them. So money, who's going to say that that's a problem? That the fact that the inner chatzar has drisas haregel and the outer chatzar creates a problem for the outer chatzar? Ilim Rabbi Akiva, Ma'iri Regal Asura, Filu Regal Mutaris Nami. If you're saying like Rabbi Akiva, even if the Inner Chatzar made an Eruv, it would cause a problem for the Outer Chatzar. So to suggest at the beginning of the Mishnah that it's only because the Inner Chatzar did not make an Eruv that it causes problems for the Outer Chatzar, that doesn't align with Rabbi Akiva. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva would say, yes, you're correct, but you're burying the lead over here. According to Rabbi Akiva, even if the Inner Chatzar made an Eruv, it would cause a problem for the Outer Chatzar. So it doesn't seem to align with Rabbi Kiva. Elolav Rabbanan. It must be that we're assuming like the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan are not such an extreme position where they're going to say that a regal ha'asura b'makoma is muteris shalom b'makoma. No, they say that only if that once the inner chatzar does not have an eruv, it does create a problem for the outer chatzar. Says Marna, the other Rabbi Akiva. Really, the Rabbanan do maintain an extreme position that even a regal ha'asura b'makoma is not going to be a problem at all, and this line in the Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva. Why does Rabbi Akiva need to tell me that it's gonna asr on the outer chatzar when the Bnei Panimis do not make an eruv? Doesn't he say later in the Mishnah that even if they do make an eruv, they asr? Why would he tell me a lesser chiddush? Hey, you have that all the time. Lo zuav zukatani. The Mishnah is written in the style of lo zuav zu. We start with the simpler halachos and then we build up to the bigger chidushim. So the bigger chidushim come later in the Mishnah. But whatever the Mishnah says at the beginning is not against Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva agrees la halacha with that an inner chatzar does not have an eruv will asr on the outer chatzar. So it's going like Rabbi Akiva. Says Gemara, maybe another raya. Tanan, raya number two. Erva zule atzma vzule atzma. If each of them made their own eruv, the inner chatzar and the outer chatzar, zumu teres b'fnei atzma, zumu teres b'fnei atzma. Each one is mutaris b'fnei atzma, is allowed to carry in their own chatzar. Taima di irva. Hello, Irva Shtei and Asura. Sounds like the reason that each one is Mutaris B'fnei Atzma is because the inner Chatzar made an Eruv. But it sounds like if the inner Chatzar did not make an Eruv and they are a regular Asura B'Makoma, not only would they be Asur, it would ask even on the outer chatzar. So vaha haitana da amar regal mutaris eino seres regal asura seres. But wait a second. Well, this time is saying that a regal mutaris is not going to asur, but a regal asura will asur. And in Rav Dimi's estimation, there was no tana that held that nuanced view that there's a difference between a regal mutaris and a regal asura. You only have the extreme positions of Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. So mani ha ilim Rabbi Kiva. If you want to attribute this to Rabbi Kiva, afilu regal mutaris nami, even a regal Mutaris is going to asr, even if the inner chatzar has their own eruv, they're going to asr on the outer chatzar. Elav Rabbanani, you must be assuming like the sheet of the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan are more nuanced than you think. The Rabbanan are not just going to be totally makel and say that even a regular asura does not asr. The Rabbanan will distinguish between a regular mutaris and a regular asura. Va'od, and I'll bring you a further raya. The Mishnah goes on to say that Rabbi Kiva disagrees with this din and asrs the chitzona because of the drisa regal of the penimis. Somebody to say for Rabbi Akiva, Reisha Lav Rabbi Akiva. So obviously, if the Seifa is Rabbi Akiva disagrees with this din, the Reisha is the Chachamim. And these Chachamim aser when it's a regal aser, Rabbi Makoma, against what you, Rav Dimi, said, that according to the Chachamim, nobody ever asers, neither a regal Mataris nor a regal Asura ever asers. So says Mar Kula Rabbi Akiva. No, really, the whole thing is Rabbi Akiva. You just have to add in a little bit. Here's how to read the Mishnah. Ir Vazula Atzma Vazula Atzma. If each one made their own independent Eruv, Zum Mutaris Pnasma, Zum Mutaris Pnasma, then they're each mutter to carry in their own Chatzeros. Bamed Varmamurim Sha'as Sadaka. But that's only if you made some sort of structure to be Mesalik, the Drisa Saregel, of the inner people from the outer people. Meaning they built some sort of structure to indicate that they're purposely separating themselves from each other. Then their independent Eruvin will stand, and neither one will affect the other. But if they didn't build this little daka, then chitzona asura, then the outer chatzar is going to be asur because the inner chatzar has drisa saregel, divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva's shita. Why does Rabbi Akiva think the inner chatzar is going to pose a problem for the outer chatzar? Rabbi Akiva oser es achitzon reisha drisa saregel oseres, because Rabbi Akiva holds drisa saregel of the inner chatzar will always asur the outer chatzar, even if the inner chatzar has its own eruv. V'cham omrim ein drisa saregel oseres. But the Chum disagree, and the Chum say Jusa Regal, the inner Chatzar, will never affect the outer Chatzar. So that's the distinction, that when do we say that the inner Chatzar will not affect the outer Chatzar, even according to Rabbi Akiva, if there's a Daka. Even Rabbi Akiva will say that there's one way you could do it. If you make this Daka, then the inner Chatzar will not necessarily affect the outer Chatzar. We have this concept of a Daka several times in this Masechta. We had back on Daf Nun Tesen Beis, a Daka of a mavui. We had enough samach and aleph, a daka between a marpeset and a chatzar. You had an upper floor and a chatzar that shared the same entrance. That there was a ladder from the upper floor that went down into the chatzar. So you build a daka to separate the upper floor from the chatzar. We're going to have again enough peites, a daka between an aliyah and the other gagos, the other roofs in the neighborhood. So it's incumbent upon us to know what in the world a daka is if we're going to keep referring to a daka in this mesecta. So this is a machlokas rishonim. What exactly a daka is. Rashi, in the context of Shtei Chatzer Zuluf Limizu in our sugya, says that the primus made a daka means a delas ketana, a small door that is misalik, it's regal from the outer chatzer. Rashi, back on the Tesson Beis, said about the daka shel mavui, it's a pesach namuch, it's a low door at the top, at the end of the mavui, because through that you're being megaladasa, you're misalik from the Rosh Hashanah, that the mavui is removing themselves from the Rosh Hashanah. Rashi and Peites Amin Aleph, by a daka between an aliyah and other gagos, again, Pesach Katan. So he keeps talking about a small door, some sort of very, very tiny door or a Pesach. So Rashi writes that it's Kavoa Arba'a Tfachim, that it's only four Tfachim tall, which is obviously very, very low. Tosos in Daf Nun Tesen Beis says that no, it's not a door, it's a Mechitza, a very low Mechitza. It's a Mechitza that's Dalet Tfachim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says that Tosos says that it's a Mechitza Kavoa Sara Tfachim. Okay, but it's some type of low wall, whether it's four Tfachim or ten Tfachim, but not a Pesach, rather a wall. The Ritva, however, quotes Rashi, and the Rid says this on his own, and the Tosa Rid, that by a daka shel mavui, that it's a pesach berosh kal mavui from the other side, from the side not that separates you from the area that you're trying to be mesalik yourself from, but you're being megala meaning it's a new pesach that you're saying this is my ikar pesach, and now that's I'm going out now the other way. So if you have a mavui where it opened up into one area and you want to be mesalik yourself in that area, you put the daka on the other side. I don't know how that would work over here. By the panemis, there's no other side. The panemis only has one exit. So the point has to just be that you're being mesalik yourself, not that you're establishing another Pesach. But those are the different possible explanations of what a daka is. Now the Gemara says, challenge number three to Rav Dimi's presentation of these two extreme shitos in our Mishnah and no middle ground. So Masra Bibi Barabaye, the Mishnah went on to say, Vim Hayu Shal Yechidim, that if the Chatzeros belong to Yechidim, each chatzar had only one residence in it, ain't shrichan l'ariv. Then you don't have to make it Erev. That's for sure going like the Chacham, because according to Rabbi Akiva, the inner chatzar is a regular mutaris b'makoma, but it asr shalom b'makoma. So hashal rabim, shrichan l'ariv, but we could be medayik that according to the Chachamim, if the chatzerus were shal rabim, then you would need to make an Erev. Alma, regular mutaris b'makoma, eina osaras. So you see that a regular mutaris b'makoma doesn't asr, but regular asura osaras. But a regular Asur b'makoma does asur. That even the chachamim that say that a regular mutaris b'makoma does not asur, they agree that a regular asur b'makoma does asur, and that's why they say that if it's rabim, then you will need an eruv. If there are multiple people that live in the inner chatzar and they didn't make an eruv, that's a regular asur b'makoma. They're going to asur on the chitzona. Gemara doesn't have an answer to that one. That yeah, enochinami. It seems like there is a more nuanced view over here. Va'od masav ravina and a fourth raya. It says in the Mishnah, shach achechem na chitzon velo eruv. If one member of the outer chatzar did not participate in the Erev, hapnimus mutaris v'chitzon asura. The inner chatzar is mutar, the outer chatzar is asur. Shachachem hapnimus v'lo Erev, shtein asura. So if a member of the inner chatzar did not participate in the Erev, they're both going to be asur. So time with the shachach. Halo shachach shtein mutaros. It sounds like the reason they're both asur is because someone forgot. But if he didn't forget, they're both going to be mutar. That's against Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, I don't care that you're okay in the inner chatzar. You're always going to asur in the outer chatzar because you have drisas haregel there. So you see, the shita that goes against Rabbi Akiva is still going to say that regular asura oseres. That even though the shita goes against Rabbi Akiva, will say regular amuteres is not going to be asura on the aruchatzer, but a regular asura will asura on the aruchatzer. So that also the Gemara has no answer to. It seems very clear that there is this more nuanced view that is presented in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elikias Rav and Amar Rabbi Yanai. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he reported the name of Rabbi Yanai, Shalosh Machlokos Bedavar. There are three Shitos in the Mishnah. Tanakama of Regal Mataris Eino Seres Regal Asura Seres. Tanakama holds that middle ground position, that if the inner Chatzar is okay independently, then they're not going to cause a problem for the outer Chatzar. But if the inner Chatzar is not allowed to carry within their own Chatzar, then they do cause a problem for the outer Chatzar. Rabbi Kiva Savar Afilu Regal Amuteres Oseres. Rabbi Kiva says the inner Chatzar, just by virtue of the fact that they have Drisa the Regal, will always cause a problem on the outer chatzar, and Rabban Basrai Savik Shem Shregel Mutaris Eino Seres Kach Regel Asura Eino Seres, and the Chachamim that appear later in the Mishnah say that it's never going to be a problem, that the members of the inner chatzar will never cause a problem for the members of the outer chatzar. Period. That's the end of that sugya. Now the Mishnah went on to say Nasui Ruvin Malkum Echad V'Shachach Echad Bein Min HaPinimis, and we said Bein Min HaChitzon. If someone forgot to participate in the eruv, even though it was meant to be a joint eruv between both chatzeros, they're both going to be asr. So my makom echad. What do you mean? They put the eruv in makom echad. Where's the makom echad? Was it in the inner chatzar or was it in the outer chatzar? So I'm Rav Yidamarav chitzona. It means that they put their eruv in the outer chatzar, and that's why even the bnei apnimis are asr, even though everyone in the inner chatzar participated in the eruv. Why are they going to be asr? Because the pnimis cannot just lock themselves off from the outer chatzar and say, you know what? Your guy forgot. It's your problem. We're closing ourselves off from you. We're now just going to be in our own little world. Can't do that because they don't have the Eruv. So if you don't have the Eruv, then you have nothing to rely on. So that must be the case of the Mishnah. Umay karula makom echad. Why do we call the outer chatzar the makom echad? Because makom amiyuchad the shtehen. Meaning they're both a makom echad. If echad means one, no, echad means miyuchad. It means something that's designated for use. It's meant for both of them. So since only the outer chatzar is miyuchad l'shneihem, is meant for both of them to use, only the outer chatzar is considered the makom echad. If one of the members of the inner chatzar forgot to make an eruv, so then it doesn't matter where the eruv is, right? Whether the eruv is in the inner chatzar or the outer chatzar, it's always going to be a problem because the pnimis is going to be asur. Once the pnimis is asur, it's asur for everybody because the regular asur b'makoma asur shalom b'makoma. So it has to be that if the case is dafka where one of the members of the outer chatzar forgot to make an eruv. Tani na miyachi over brisa that says just like this. The brisa tells us nasmei eruvim b'chitzon v'shachach b'makoma b'pnimis. Eruv, if the Eruv was placed in the Adar Chatzar and somebody forgot to participate in the Eruv, Shtei and Asuros, then it doesn't matter who forgot. They're both going to be Asir. Nasu Eruv and Bepnimis, if the Eruv was placed in the Inner Chatzar, Vishacha Chacham and Apnimis Velo Eruv, and one member of the Inner Chatzar did not participate in the Eruv, Shtei and Asuros, then it's going to be Asir, because again, the Inner Chatzar is Asir because there's a member that hasn't participated, and the Adar Chatzar is Asir because the Inner Chatzar is Asir. So there's the Adar Chatzar doesn't even have an Eruv. They can't even close themselves off from the Inner Chatzar. Minachitzon of Lo Eruv, if one member of the Outer Chatzar did not participate in the Eruv that's placed in the Inner Chatzar, Shtein Asurus of Rabbi Akiva, but Chamram Bezu Pnimus Matas Chitzon Asura. Then you have Machlokas. Rabbi Akiva is going to say they're both going to be Asur because Rabbi Akiva holds that the regular Surabim Koma Asur Shalobim Koma, and the Cham say, sorry, even a regular mutaris b'mukama asar shalom b'mukama, and the Chama say, in that case, the penimus is mutar, the inner chatzar is mutar, the outer chatzar is not mutar. Why is the penimus mutar? Because the penimus could say, you know what? Your guy forgot. Someone in your chatzar, the outer chatzar, forgot. So we have nothing to do with the outer chatzar. We're closing the door. We are totally independent of the outer chatzar. And we have the Eruv. The penimus has the Eruv. So in the case where the penimus has the Eruv, and they can close themselves off from the outer chatzar, and everyone in the penimus participated in the Eruv, that's where the Chama are going to say that it's okay. Okay, so Amalei Rabbi Baruch Hanan Labayi, Maishna L'Rabbanan, Damri Pnimus Muteris, Mishum Da'ach Dasha Mishamashta, Rabbi Kiva Nami Techa Dasha Mishamish. How do you explain Shita Rabbi Kiva over here? Why does Rabbi Kiva not agree with this? Can't the Inner Chatzar, there's no Dris HaRegel for members of the Adar Chatzar and the Inner Chatzar, so can't the Inner Chatzar just close themselves off from the Adar Chatzar and say, we have our own independent Eruv? Why does Rabbi Kiva think that this is a problem? So Amalei, Eruv Margila. So Abayi said to Rabbi Baruch Hanan, in response, that the Eruv that the outer one places in the inner chatzar causes it to be automatically connected to the inner chatzar. It's as if it has risa regel in the inner chatzar, and therefore it's a regel asur b'makoma, that's asur, as shalom b'makoma, that since the outer chatzar by definition is no good because they didn't have someone forgot to participate in the outer chatzar, they have risa regel in the inner chatzar by virtue of the fact that they tried to all join together in a single Eruv, and that Asr is on the inner Chatzar. So the Rabbanan Nami Eruv Margila, why didn't the Rabbanan agree to that? Meaning, after all, they made an Eruv, so they all joined together. After you all joined together, how can the inner Chatzar say, no, we're locking the door, we don't belong to you anymore? So Da Amra L'Tkuni Shetapticha V'lo Lavusi, because the members of the inner Chatzar say, why do you think we joined together? We joined together to make our lives easier, so that we can carry between one and the other. But now, if we weren't joined together, we're okay locally. And now that we are joined together, we're okay nowhere. So we're not interested in joining an Eruv that's only going to cause us problems. According to Rabbi Kiva, why can't they say the same taina? So because the member of the outer chatzar could say, look, only one member forgot to join in the Eruv, he'll do a bitul rishus. So if we could do a bitul rishus, we'll do a bitul rishus from our chatzar to your chatzar, and therefore we didn't ruin everything. It's still salvageable. We still have a bitul rishus. Rabbanan ain't bitul rishus mechatzar lechatzar. The Rabbanan will not be moved by that argument because they're going to say, what do you mean you'll do a bitul rishus? You can't do a bitul rishus from one chatzar to the other chatzar, even when it's a penimus and a chitzone, even when they're mamish right up against each other, and the only way out from the inner chatzar is through the outer chatzar, even then, a bitul rishus does not help from one chatzar to another. Wow, so what did we just say? That this machlokas of Rekiva and the Rabban is not the same machlokas we had in the Mishnah about regal asura, asuring regal amateres, asuring shalabim kama. No, this is a machlokas about whether you can have bitul rishus from one chatzar to another chatzar. That might sound familiar. We already had a machlokas whether you can have bitul rishus from one chatzar to another chatzar, but it wasn't a machlokas tanaim, it was a machlokas amoraim. So now we have to question, why would amoraim argue about the same thing that the tanaim already debated? So says Mar Lema Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, back on Daf Samach Vav, we had a machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan whether you could have bitul rishus from one chatzar to another. So maybe that machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, but plucked the Rabban Rabbi Akiva kabifulgi. They're arguing in the same machlokas as Rabban Rabbi Akiva. The Shmuel Amar Karabanan, Shmuel says that there's no bitul rishus mechatzar lechatzar is exactly like the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yochanan says that there is bitul rishus mechatzar lechatzar is going exactly like Rabbi Akiva. The machlokas of Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan is when you have two chatzeros that are both open to rishus rabban, right? That each one opens to the rishus rabban, but they have a pesach beinehen as well, and they don't make an eruv between them, and now they want to be matar otzav from one chatzar to the other by being mevatel rishus from one to the other. So it's not exactly our case, right? Meaning our case, where it's Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan zulif Pnimizu, and the inner chatzar only has a way out through the outer chatzar. The case that that Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan were talking about is that each one opens into Rosh Hashanah, so they each have another way out. There's just also a Pesach Beinehem. So therein lies the chiddush. So Amalach Shmuel will say to you, Anoda Amri Afil Rabbi Akiva. I, who say that there's no bittul rishus mechatzar lechatzar, could even be going like Rabbi Akiva, because I would agree that there would be bittul rishus in Rabbi Akiva's case, and Rabbi Akiva would agree that there's no bittul rishus in my case. I can't look at Rabbi Akiva hacha, but Rabbi Akiva only says there's bittul rishus mechatzar lechatzar el b'shtei chatzar zulef nimizu. In a case where it's zulef nimizu, da asra na adadi, because they asra on each other through the eruv, because since they asra on each other, they could be mevatel. They can be involved in Rishus to each other. Aval Hasam, Mikas and Hadadi, but in the case of two Chatzeros where there's a Pesach Beinehen, where I said there's no Bittul Rishus, do the Chatzeros ask on each other? Since they don't ask on each other, they can't be involved in Rishus to each other. So in the case that Rabbi Akiva and the Chum disagree, I also understand that Rabbi Akiva would hold Bittul Rishus would work. But in my case, nobody would say Bittul Rishus would work. Rabbi Yochanan would say, no, just the opposite. I know the Amri Afil Rabbanan. I say that there is bittul rishus from one chatzar to another chatzar. Could even be going like the Rabbanan. Akalokam Rabbanan Hacha. The Rabbanan only say that the Pnimis is able to say to the other chatzar that didn't make an Eruv with it, that I only made the Eruv with you in order to be Mesakin and not to be Mekalkel. It's not because bittul doesn't help. Rather, Ela Da'amrila Adam Mevataltali Kasartalai. Why? It's still not beneficial to me. Until you Mevatal your rishus to me, until then, there's still an Isser. I mean, the whole argument is, yes, I wanted to join in an Erev together between our two Chatzeros, but that's only for my benefit, and as long as it's going to hurt me, I'm not interested. Oh, so you're going to tell me it's not going to hurt me because you'll do a Bittul Rishus. Right now, there's no Bittul Rishus. Right now, it's hurting me. So, Mela, I'm not interested. Aval Hasam, but in my Shtei Chatzeros, Zulu Tzadzu, where there is Bittul Rishus, Mika Asra Allah. Does one Chatzar Asra and the other Chatzar without an Erev? No, there's no Isser to say that, and therefore, there's no reason to say there's no reason to say that you can't do bittul rishus from one to the other. So Shmuel, who holds that there's no bittul rishus mechatzar lechatzar, will say that the machlok should be given the chamim when there is bittul rishus is only dafka in a case where the bnei chatzar chitzona asra on the pnimis because of the hergel eruv. And when he says there's no bittul rishus mechatzar lechatzar, that's where the two chatzeros do not asra on each other. That's where everyone agrees they're not mevatel from one to the other. And Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that there is bittul rishus mechatzar lechatzar, even in a case where the chatzeros do not asra on each other, will say that the machlokas is whether the ability to be mevatel takes the eruv out of the category of an evils, of something that works against me. That's the whole issue. Yes, you can be mevatel, but that's not the issue. The issue is, does that help me? If I'm trying to say that this relationship doesn't help me, so then the fact that you can be mevatel is worthless. And if the chatzeros were resided in by individuals, so Amar Rav Yosef, we said in that case, then there's no need for an eruv. Amar Rav Yosef, Tani Rebbe, Hayu Shlosha Asurin, that if there are three people between the two chatzeros, then it's going to be asur. Meaning, if the two people live in the inner chatzer and one in the outer chatzer, the one who lives in the outer chatzer is not allowed to carry out into his chatzer miyakar adin, because the two people in the primus do not make an eruv, so it's a regular they asr shalom b'mekoma, but he's adding even another chiddush. Even if there's only one person in the inner chatzar, so the inner chatzar is allowed to carry wherever he wants, and the outer chatzar has two people, still the inner chatzar is going to asr on him, even though the inner chatzar is a regular muteris b'mekoma, because Chazal were gozer that it should asr lest you come to be matir in the reverse case as well. So Amr Lahur Rav Bibi lo tzai suvei. Don't listen to what Rav Yosef said in the name of Rebbe, that Shlosh is always going to be Asurin. I know I'm Risanela, Mishmed Rav Ad Barava, I'm Risanela, because I'm the one that taught this by saying, I said in the name of Ad Barava, Holvan Yikori Ben Rabim Bachitzona, that you have to be Choshish that you'll, he said that don't listen to Rebbe taught this Brysa, right, that's what you shouldn't listen to. Don't listen that it was Rebbe that taught this Brysa, because it was really Rav Ad Barava that taught this Brysa, And obviously Rav Yosef is getting confused between the word Rabbim and the word Rebbe. So Rav Yosef, Mari Davram, Rabbi Barabbi Yichlifli. So Rav Yosef says, oh my gosh, wow, I really confused Rabbim and Rebbe. Again, this is another example of Rav Yosef getting confused when he got older in life and he forgot. The Achronim bring Rayas from here, how to pronounce that name, Rabbi Yudah Nasi's name, Reish Beis Yud. How do you confuse Rabbim from Rebbe? Rebbe is a segel. So the truth is, the Achronim don't even discuss the possibility that it's Rebbe. It's either Rabbi, Ribi, or there's another possibility, or Ribi. But they don't even discuss the possibility that it's Rebbe. But we always call him Rebbe throughout all of Shas. Shmuel says that really it's going to be Mutter. The two Chazer is going to be Mutter, whether it's a Yachid in each one, or whether there's a Yachid in the inner one and two people in the outer one. The only case that's a problem is if there are two people in the inner one. Amr Ablazer, Nachri, Areu Karabim. A Nachri that lives in the inner Chatzar and two Yisraelim in the outer Chatzar, that's like Rabim living in the inner Chatzar. Because just like Rabim would Aser on the Chitzona, so too a Nachri, an individual Nachri, who has Risaregel would Aser. So Maisha Yisrael, Delo Aser, Demandi Yada Yada. Why is it that Yisrael does not Aser on the Chitzona? Because someone who knows that it's only one Yisrael knows, and whoever doesn't know that it's only one Yisrael will just assume that there was an Erev there. Well, Nachri Nami, can't you say the same thing by a Nachri? Aminan to Yada Yada, whoever knows that it's only one Nachri should know that it's only one person, so it's not a problem. And Deloya, the Savar Guriyoder, and whoever doesn't know that it's only one Nachri and may think that it's a Jewish neighbor in the Yenur Chatzar also, won't he just assume that there's a Schirus Rishos? So why should a Nachri be any different? Why is there a greater Chashash of misunderstanding if there's a Nachri in the Yenur Chatzar? Says Mar, no, Stam Nachri is Doger Mifapai. Because Nachrim like to generally are less Tsanua, they like to talk about everything. So if they did a Schirus Rishos, it's on social media and they're talking about it. I have this Jewish neighbor and I did this thing with the Schirus Rishos, so it would be all over the place. So since it's not all over the place, we can people will assume that there was no Schirus Rishos and they will therefore assume the worst. Okay, have a great day and a good Shabbos, everybody. Baruch Hashem, will pick up on Shabbos from Rav Yudah Mishmuel.